show must begin. I am Mike, and that is Chris.
I am Chris, and that is Mike.
All right, welcome to Marrow Wanderers. And by the way, a little bit of a groundswell of a dozen new listeners last week, so thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, there was 12. More than that.
No, 12.
Not, yeah, there was like a baker's dozen.
At least somebody's listening.
Baker's dozen.
A baker's dozen.
Hey, man, if you tune in, I feel like we got a sold-out show. You know
I listened
what I'm
to it four times.
You did?
I did.
You okay, so we don't have new listeners. Never mind. by the way, you can check us out at marrowwanderers.com. Is it themarrowwanderers.com? No, marrowwanderers.com.
Yeah.
And on the Insta at marrowwanderers. I wouldn't worry too much about doing that because nobody takes care of that. So we had a dude lined up who's a pretty prominent new artist out of L.A.
Right.
And Nova Scotia.
Interesting.
Yeah, good dude is Just Chase. If you want to check him out,
divides his time between Nova Scotia and L.A.
Yeah.
All right.
And my last text to him was that a no because I didn't hear anything back.
Right.
But, who knows how his night went? When I saw him, he was lit, fam. Is that right?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
I think
man.
I hit that one on the head. Nailed it.
I don't know. A bunch.
Nailed it. I don't want to come off thirsty.
Okay.
How's that one? How did they do that time?
I don't know,
dude. You know what thirsty means?
No.
Like it means desperate thirsty. For attention.
I didn't know
why
that.
Why are you so thirsty all the time?
That's just stupid. Why don't you just say someone's thirsty for attention? Why do you have to say thirsty? Why do you stop it there?
It's been shortened, I think.
But that's dumb.
Which means there's an inference that that's what it means.
It means it's not English.
So there's previous episodes. You can go and listen to those and subscribe if you want. More of this nonsense ensues. So anyway, I had this guy lined up. He's not here. So then I said, right next door to us is a studio. If you want to, and they're like doing some renovation. So if you want to do a podcast in peace, you have to invite them on the fucking show just to get a couple of minutes away from the hammering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but anyway, I digress. You freaked me out really bad about the coronavirus.
I'm smart about it, dude. I'm just trying to help a brother out.
Okay, hey guys, the MPL, we have Matt and Dariki. Hey guys, I'm sorry, you're sharing a mic. You want me to grab another mic and we can plug it in?
No, we're good. We're good. We like being really, really close.
You know,
it was really nice. If you guys want to harmonize the MPL, come up with your own jingle
Hello.
Just now.
Hello. Oh, wait, MP.
Which yeah, let's
we'll
do
cut
that,
that one out. We'll cut that one out.
No, let's do this. I'm willing to get in on this. That's right. You had something really...
So I'll go...
Okay.
Can you sing, Brian?
Brian's a great singer.
No, I'm a terrible singer.
Grizz is an amazing singer.
V-M-P-L...
Okay, we get
there you go. Yeah, that's great. Right. Okay, go.
The...
Yeah,
all right.
That's great.
I'm sorry, but... I have to say, thirsty. Thirsty is not just attention, right? It's sexual attention.
What do you mean?
No, is thirsty
I think it's
not
anything,
horny?
Anything that you're desperate for.
I thought it was specifically
sexual.
Yeah.
Like,
she looks thirsty.
Why is everybody looking at Dariki? Because he's a black guy. Like he's got all the fucking street lingo. Because I'll be honest with you,
I'm just facing the mic because we're sharing one.
Oh no, no. I was.
Have you ever watched?
I meant that I was looking at him.
Have you ever seen the Dave Chappelle show?
Yeah.
You know, when Paul Mooney is on stage, he's like, ask a black guy. That's what this feels like. Right now.
Hey, this is actually one of the things I wanted to do with Just Chase was I had a series of questions that I wanted to ask him, such as my buddy Grizz over here, for example, is trying to get some black sniz. Maybe we could offer some advice. I'm just kidding.
He's what not. The hell are you saying? My
I'm
God.
I'm just kidding. I never said that. Let's cut that part out.
Edit.
By the way, sniz is a great way to say pussy, is it not?
Is that what
I've
that
never
means?
Heard anyone say sniz.
Well, no. We can make it right now.
I've only heard it from American Dad.
Okay, here's just another one that time. I loved the other day that I heard. Somebody had to go take a squamch. Oh, that just really is the best
that's
way to
the
say
noise
shit.
It makes.
I don't
right?
know yeah, that one.
That's what it is. It's what do you
if
call
it's a bad but solid one still?
Yeah, squamch.
Minimum solid. Why are we keep talking about shit when
hey,
I'm on the
let
podcast?
Me ask you another thing. As long as we're talking about what that is, what do you call it when the word sounds like what it is?
A sin?
Onomatopoeia?
Onomatopoeia, yeah.
That's an onomatopoeia right there, a squamch.
Yeah. You know, it's another one in Hebrew when something gets squished. I guess squished is onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
Kvetch.
Oh, yeah, kvetch. Stop.
Yeah. But it's interesting because in Hebrew, it doesn't mean, in Yiddish, it means complain. For
yeah,
some
why
reason,
are you kvetching
but in
over
Hebrew
there?
It just means,
why are you kvetching? Sorry, do I sound like Bernie Sanders?
No,
not even close.
Could
not
you do Bernie close. Sanders? I'd love to hear you
I could
do
probably
it.
Do Bernie
okay, you try it and then I'll try
you
it.
You want me to try
okay,
it?
Go.
Is it just
okay.
Larry David?
Give me, it is pretty much
it
Larry
is.
David,
it
isn't
is
it?
It is Larry David.
Yeah, I know. Communism, it's good. It's good. I'm telling you, the world. It's good. Castro wasn't bad.
That's
that.
That's just you saying words.
Yeah, that's just you. I don't want to hate Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, it's just me hating on Bernie. I hate Bernie.
Bernie Sanders.
Oh, they're all crazy, man.
Yeah,
they're too funny. Like Joe Biden. Like, did you watch him the other night?
Oh, Sleepy Joe.
I wrote that bill. We cured Ebola. I did that. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, but you know what? Every time I see these guys debate. Okay, so I'm a stoner. I look at that whole America. It's frightening to me, fellas. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm afraid of what's going on in the U.S. politics. But I'm more amused now, finally. And I have really the Democratic Party of America to thank for that. Because as they try to come up against Trump, they've come up with the biggest lineup of boobies ever assembled. I watched a debate the other night that made me pee with laughter nonstop.
Dude, it was like people fighting over purchasing a coffin. Like, it was
so weird. Like
it was just, I didn't understand any of it.
But I will say this. All I do the whole time is I'm watching for Joe Biden's teeth to come flying out again.
Oh, he's a disaster, man.
Did that happen?
He's seen him.
Yeah.
Just watch him sometimes.
Yeah, he's totally.
Like, just he goes blank. Like, he'll just, Bloomberg's talking the other night, and Joe's like, who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you? I know. I'm back. And then all of a sudden he says something. It's just brutal, man.
Yeah.
He's older, Biden or Bernie?
I'm sure Biden's older.
I'm pretty sure Biden's older.
78, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
And by 78. Mike Bloomberg guy, he's no spring chicken either, right?
No.
Why do we have so many old people in politics now?
How old is he?
78 as well.
He's 78, yeah.
Why are there so many old people in politics?
Yeah. Trump was the oldest first term president ever.
Well, if you get a young leader of your country, all they do is take fucking selfies, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. We just, you know what? That doesn't bug me so much as the Democrat hypocrisy when I just look at it. They're just talking about, you know, saving the world and saving everybody else. And hey, we're great for minorities, but listen to us because it's us. We don't have anybody here to represent the minorities, but it's us. We know everything. I don't know why I'm looking at you when I say that, Tariq. It's probably just because I'm scared. Right, but that's like
that is some white fucking guilt right there.
That's just it. You're scared to offend.
Yeah,
right.
You're scared to offend Dariki.
I'm scared to offend anyone, man, because you don't know anymore, right?
Yeah. How do you know he's a conservative? How do you know?
Well, he might be a conservative, but even
if
asking
anything,
that question,
yeah, the giveaway is that we own a recording studio.
That is true. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So, by the way, anybody who plays Dre on stage, I don't know. I think your politics are right out there.
I think it's cool that you played Dre on stage when
I found out about that. It was fucking cool.
You missed a great show.
We'll talk about that coming up because people have an opportunity to catch that show, and I want to get in deeper on it. Before we leave the whole world of politics there that I find highly amusing now, this Amy Klobuchar.
The choker.
Okay, that's one of the reasons that I like Trump lately is because he's got awesome nicknames. He's just such a prick. He calls her the Joker.
He takes it to the base. They call him a Nazi, and he goes, Little Mike, or Tiny Mike, Mini Mike, or whatever it is.
He puts his hand up to his neck and sticks his tongue out and goes, after he says the Joker, too. Oh, yeah, you mean the Joker?
It's so great. It was great what he does to people, man. How do you compete with it?
Yeah, he's way too polished of an entertainer to really handle the other politicians. Because they're trying to be politicians. He's just a great entertainer.
Oh, yeah. He's a great entertainer.
It's vaudeville, man. Like, you watch him, his two-hour speech. I don't know if you've ever watched one start to finish, if anyone here has.
No, I never have.
It is the best 2 hours you'll spend. You will laugh more than if you laughed at Dave Chappelle. You will laugh at Donald Trump. You will sit there and smile the whole way through going, that's pretty funny. That's ugly, but that's funny. It's like he just gets everybody.
You know what I just noticed? Klobuchar?
Yeah.
She looks like my neighbor, Vince. I swear to God. I just can't help it.
She looks like Vince.
Yeah. Listen to this. She got she got buzzed by Trump when she announced her nomination, right? Uh-huh. And then she zapped him back. Let's hear her tell the story because she tells this fucking joke, I swear to God, 10 million times. And then just the way she says it, it's like, oh, you are so funny, aren't you? Is it 1 o'clock yet?
For talking about climate change in the middle of a blizzard, and he called me Snow Woman. So I wrote back, hey, Donald Trump, the science is on my side, and I'd like to see how your hair would fare in a blizzard. So I wrote...
Is that a compilation of her saying that 18 times?
She says it at least 18 times.
So I'd like to see how your hair fares.
On my side. And I'd like to see how your hair would fare in a blizzard.
You.
Why wouldn't he wear a hat?
Donald Trump, the science is on my side.
And I'd like to see how your hair would fare in a blizzard.
Oh my Lord.
How many times does she say it?
Literally, she has done it on television, on radio, in front of hundreds of people, 10 or 12 times now that have been caught by the press. There's a whole compilation. It just says, Klobuchar caught using the same joke over and over and over. I got that on YouTube. Go ahead and check that out for yourself. But it just goes to show you, like, they're
falling apart, man. They don't have anybody.
They're prosciuttos.
All the best ones already dropped out because Trump's got them.
Did Bernie drop out?
I have no intention of dropping out.
I love Bernie.
I only have intentions of showing. Did I do it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's like that cartoon.
All he wants is just to make Canada.
I want to do is retire, but people will not let me.
It's
wow. I think I just did Bernie Trump. Bernie
Sid,
Sanders.
What's his name? Was it Sid Caesar?
Dithers. Did you drove or did you flew?
That's it.
I don't know. So. Anyway, look, a couple of things we should get out of the way. One of them is I try to strain guys that I really want to tell you about that I like. It's called Strawberry Jerry. Have you heard of it?
No.
You gave me some yesterday and I nearly died.
Did you like it?
Yeah, but who are you getting this from? There's this one new company.
Well,
you're not allowed to tell them. Okay.
I'm not at liberty at the moment.
Sorry, okay, fair enough.
Godzilla.
But I've seen it before, and it has a sticker on the bottom that says 28, 29, 30% THC.
Yeah, you're a real stickler on that, yeah.
Which usually means nothing, but
in this case,
is it 30% THC? Yeah, I told you yesterday, I'm like, one puff, I need to get back to work. And you made me take two puffs, and then I was dead on the couch for 2 hours.
Wow, apparently you did yourself a favor, huh, Grizz? Because you only took one.
No, I took two.
Oh, you did? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. It was a sativa. I'm good with it.
Yeah.
It does get me speedy and then knock me out. I'm good. Me off.
Well, anyway, I could, mix that up with tobacco and have 1 gram last me like a month, I think.
That's nice. That's always honestly, good, that's a nice weed to have in your pouch, right? Oh, yeah. No, look, I don't have a lot of other weed, but I know I could stretch a dude out of this one and be fucked up.
Yep.
And then the other one that I tried, did not like so much. Just Hindu Kush. I forgot.
I don't like it.
It's a little musty smelling for my liking.
And it chokes me out. I start to cough on it.
Very, very much so.
Yeah. Is that an indica?
It is, yeah. And it's a pretty heavy hitting indica. It gives you about a half hour of... and then you're like...
yeah.
Yeah.
Cough some?
Yeah, 100%.
Can I have some? It's like, really?
why not? Welcome to the collective.
We just got a hole in the wall between the studios just so we can pass it.
Just
back
like
and
those
forth.
Old, in old buildings where they have the milkman door thing.
Yeah, why don't we have one of those?
Yeah.
We have a Canada door, cannabis. Anyway, yeah, we should get one of those. It's like those shelves that you find around town. Borrow a book, leave a book. You know, take a book, leave a book sort of thing.
Take a bud, leave a bud?
Right, exactly.
No one's going to leave a
guys,
bud. It's never going to happen.
Guys, we should start that on social media.
No, you know what? You know what's going to come next? I'm going to tell you the next big thing, boys. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Vending machines for weed.
Yeah, of course.
So
get on it.
Oh, yeah.
Get on it.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Oh, 100%. Now, here's the other thing. I have a question, and maybe you guys know the answer to this. Are we allowed to gift each other weed now?
Yeah, why not? I'm gonna try on my taxes this year. If I give out booze, why can't I give out weed?
That's what I want
to
know.
I think it's whatever you're allowed to carry as a private citizen is what you're allowed to gift.
Oh, okay.
That's my guess.
I would imagine that sounds right. Yeah. Callers, if you're out there, don't hesitate. Pick up the phone and dial us right now at 1-866-EAT-WEED. By the way... that's maybe somebody's number. Don't call them.
It's going to be interesting because there's going to be a lot of small businesses making runs on weed at the end of their tax year.
Yeah.
And they're going to be buying like hundreds and hundreds of half quarters.
I won't say, but I heard it happened in somebody's taxes this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And it went okay. Now, Dariki, you had you kind of blew my mind. First of all, Matt sends me a note saying, hey, you coming to Dariki's show? I'm like, yeah. Now, MPL is an amazing studio. You've got like green screen facilities. You guys are the real deal here in Toronto. And I know that you do, Dariki, you've got a background in like event promotion and all that sort of stuff and concerts and everything. So I just assumed, like an asshole, I guess, that, okay, this is one of Dariki's shows and I don't really know what to expect, but I'm pretty sure that he's going to be, you know, it'll be cool. And so Matt sends me a note, are you coming? I said, yeah, I'm going to come. So I get to the gig and outside, I mean, it is Blaze Central. If you wanted to smell every weed available in Toronto, it was all on display there that night.
Go figure.
Unbelievable. And it was lined up.
Yeah, and, I was surprised.
And I was there with Kirsch.
Right.
And it's Kirsch on Insta. You'll like it if you follow. That's a good follow if you like music. He and I got there, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? He goes, well, look, man, I got great parking here. Come pick me up. We'll go find parking for you. A half hour later, people were still pouring into the place. I'm like, oh, for God's sake. We get inside. The show begins almost instantly when I walk in. Brian, Grizzaroo, I look up at that stage. There's fucking Dariki. I'm like, I grab Max. I go, that's Dariki. You met Dariki. He goes, yeah, I know that guy. I thought it was just his show. You don't understand. That's him. So here's what's happening. He puts together a performance on stage of one of the all-time classic albums, and then puts orchestra in the background, like a really unique, wonderful combination.
Very cool, man.
So in this arrangement, there's my buddy Dariki up there, and he's Dre in the mix. Tell us about this whole production. Like, well, and Matt over there is videotaping us, but he had the same reaction. I know he did.
Dariki told me he was working on this for a while. And I thought he was like gonna do a song or something, but he was Dre. Like the whole show, it wasn't just hip hop; it was all Dre's work.
Yeah, and in fact,
and
it was
up front the whole time.
And so there you were, front and center. So okay, first of all, the show is called because there's more of them coming up.
So it was by an actual company called Alternate Symphony, and they're the ones that pitched us the idea. And it's basically just 2001 rendition, orchestra rendition. That's what the show is called. Just 2001 orchestra rendition by Alternate Symphony. And so the idea was originally he had done these shows in Australia and he wanted to try and bring it over to Canada to see if it worked because it did really well in a couple cities in Australia. So he thought with the right band, he could do something really big in North America. So we at first thought it was like a joke because we just got an email from this gentleman in Australia wanting to do it. We didn't really see much online, so we kind of thought it was just, you know, bullshit. But then we kept on talking. My partner, Anthony Lewis, shout out to him.
Anthony, how's it going?
He was the one that kind of kept the conversation going. And then long story short, we came to actually meet him, not face-to-face, but over Google Meet. And we, with the help of Kirk and another gentleman, Daniel, they had come up with the concept of the show. Not really the concept, but the score of the show.
Oh, okay.
And so we
that's
4 months of that.
You have to score a show for an orchestra where other instruments and electronics took that place, right?
So yeah, so there was other, like Dre has a lot of orchestra in a lot of his songs, so we were lucky it wasn't too hard to actually do his. We have another one that we're actually working on for Daft Punk. So there's going to be a orchestra rendition of the Daft Punk.
That's
most
really
of their hits, like a lot of their B-sides, but most of their hits as well. So that should be a really, really good show.
Pause 1 second. He said Google Meet. Is that the meat that was in the soup that caused the coronavirus?
I don't think so. Okay. That, wrong meat.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a different meat.
All right. Okay. So this now, how in this process do you end up being Dre? Like, did you you had Snoop Dogg on stage, and he was quite entertaining as well. You cast for that. How did you end up as Dre?
Which
you did incredibly well.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. But I actually wasn't supposed to be Dre. I wasn't supposed to be any part of the show. And we had asked 4 other gentlemen that actually rapped that are not up and coming artists, but independent artists that we thought it would be a lot easier for. two of them said yes, and then for whatever reason, just backed out.
Oh.
And then it was crunch time, and Anthony basically
was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it, and I'll do it myself.
Like, you should do it. And I was like, are you crazy? I don't want to fucking do it. And he's like, yeah, you could do it. Don't worry. And I was like, all right. And that's basically how I've done every gig is Anthony's like, you can do it. Just go up there and perform. And every time, it's probably like five different times I've just gone up because he just told me to.
That's
not
great.
Because I really want to.
What a great partner. That's a good guy to have around.
Yeah.
Especially when you have talent you don't want to show off. But okay, so let's get to that. What's rehearsal like for this sort of thing? Because you came in late.
Yeah, so for me, it was just me and Al, the other gentleman that was on stage. We basically would just have to go over Dre's songs, a lot of memorization, right? Like, I'm sure you guys are aware of, like,
been
performing.
There, done that.
Yeah, it's just repetition and memorization, and then after you have the lyrics is when you can really start to bring the show alive. So
it was so cool, man. Like, I feel really bad, Grizz, that you weren't with me.
I'll see another one.
Yeah, you have to. And you have got shows coming up in Victoria, BC?
Yeah, we have two. One in Vancouver, May 22nd, and then Victoria's May 23rd. I might have those backwards, but Victoria and Vancouver, we're going back.
Tickets on sale now?
Yes, they are. Actually, Victoria is sold out. And
I'm not surprised.
The only show is, the only one that's left is Victoria.
I would not have been getting in.
Sorry,
unless I was on the list, I wasn't getting in that night. There was no tickets.
Oh, and I was actually, it was so funny because I think I had asked Matt to reach out to you and he said you were on vacation or you wouldn't be able to make it.
Yeah.
So I was like, that sucks. I really wanted you to see it.
And then
so
I got back the night before.
I'm backstage and I think the ladies were singing at this time, Michelle and Gina, shout out to them.
They were great.
I saw you in the corner like grabbing Matt's shoulders. So I was like, I made it. I felt really good. So that actually helped. Boost me for the second half. I was like, awesome, you got to see it.
I promise you this, your boys in the room here were real proud of you, man.
That's awesome.
It was so
That's
cool. Awesome. And like, and then also I'm like kind of bragging to, I noticed like, here's what happens, right? When I'm real impressed with what one of my friends does.
Brutal is what you are.
No. What I do is I get like so super excited that like I'm on social media now and I'm bugging Max, my buddy who's with me. Like, you don't understand, like, do you remember Dariki? And he's like, yes, I remember Dariki. We talked about this 10 minutes ago. Calm down. I'm like, that was so cool, right? Yes, you just asked me this. Calm down. But it was really a great show. Great energy among the crowd. Some of the most... Nah, forget it. I'm not going to talk about that.
I appreciate you saying that, man. That's awesome. I'm glad people liked the show.
Yeah. Everybody did.
Yeah, I got a great response after, too, so that was good.
It was so funny. At intermission, everybody, like, quickly exited very peaceably.
Of course. Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
It was, like, unbelievable outside.
It's just a cloud of blue smoke.
Yeah,
The whole place was in a blue haze, for sure.
We went out, and then I ended up having to leave early from the event, being a jackass. So I'm walking down the street, and I see these two cops in front of me, and they're talking to each other, and the one cop says to the other, there's no way we're not high after being over there.
No, he said.
That's amazing.
So I thought that was pretty funny. Anyway, it was a great show. And so now Daft Punk is the next one that you're thinking?
Yeah, there's three Daft Punk shows, one in Montreal, one in Toronto, and then another one in Vancouver. So
right.
I think those are May 16th and then May 30th and then the first week of April.
Then you're
or June, sorry.
So and then I'm
what's the one
them.
In Toronto? What's the date in Toronto?
May 16th.
May 16th. All right.
Okay, so
and
now
tickets are still available for that? Are they on sale yet?
Yeah, tickets are on sale right now. I'm not sure if that one is sold out, but I do know the one in Vancouver is sold out.
All right.
So, just as an aside, what is it, Asperger's?
Why are you looking at me and asking if it's Asperger's? I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
And I don't have Asperger's. I'm not sure.
No. The whole time.
Can I read social cues? Are you guys mad?
On the spectrum.
What about it? What do you want to know?
Okay, so you guys don't know this, but Matt and I have become very, like, we're close, right? But we spend more time together than we spend with either you in some stretches, okay?
And we talk shit about you a lot.
I know that.
So I don't want you to feel bad for Matt right now. The whole time we've been doing the show, because he's an audio engineer, he can't fucking keep his hands off the board.
I noticed that.
Like, it's unbelievable. How do you feel about your behavior?
Complete
you were
OCD.
Clipping.
It's fine.
No, it was red.
What
I'm
is?
Doing you a favor.
Thank you very much. It's true. He was, but he's fucking around. Fuck, he's fiddling. I'm like, stop fucking.
In my defense, yeah. Mike has given me like carte blanche permission to just whenever I want to fix his yes. board. I was but just, you didn't say that.
You couldn't let it go, though.
It was months ago, but you did say that.
No,
but
honestly, he couldn't let it go. He does have a carte blanche. I know that.
But even if he didn't, you couldn't let it go.
No.
No, it was clipping.
No, see, I know. See, look at how out of it.
Oh, he got no, it really. Clipping. I'm tight just now. Jariki.
The voice goes up and everything.
Jariki, we have to teach him some breathing exercises.
Like, does your house look like a hotel room? Like, is everything in the right?
Oh, he's meticulous.
No. Have you seen my car? It looks like a disaster.
Yeah, I know.
It looks like I'm going through a divorce.
His car. Yeah.
My car looks like a
but at work, yeah, I'd like to keep things clean.
Perfect. Okay, got it.
What an awesome description. My car looks like I'm going through a
all I'm missing is just like the garbage bag over one of the broken windows.
Oh my God. Holy shit. You know, this is my point. Matt makes me laugh so much, and he's meticulous. I know this for sure with his production because I'm next door. There was a riff that he was working on one of the songs about a week and a half ago before I went away. He's the reason I had to go on holidays. The song is amazing. And by the way, if you need to produce music and you should do it professionally if you're going to, these guys have everything all in one. You don't have to be Drake to get that kind of sound. These guys have the fucking amazing tools and the skill set to make you look good and get a music video done and everything all in one spot. The MPL.com?
The-MPL.com. Can I plug an artist, the one that whose riff made you go crazy?
Yeah.
The artist is called, it's a band called Jazz Funeral, and the song is called Shift Work, and it's coming out in a couple of days.
It is.
So when this is out, just look up for Jazz Funeral Shift Work. And enjoy, I guess.
No shit, Grizz. It's really good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I want to hear it.
I like it a lot.
It's got that. Okay, let's draw some comparisons to other bands that
I don't know if they'll like this, and they're their own thing. But I sonically, when I was mixing it, I was thinking of Metric and Blur.
It totally feels very, very Metric to me.
Metric and Blur, like a bit of a grungier drum sound.
Incredible vocals, really nice writing.
Yeah, they're awesome.
The arrangement of this song is. It's almost like Danny Elfman-esque in its complexity and the way that it feels. It's really, really cool. Yeah. So what the song again is?
Shift Work by Jazz Funeral.
Oh, there you go. Well, guys, thanks for joining us for the show. And continued success, Jariki, the only black guy that Grizz knows.
Thank you. How does it feel, Brian?
Well, that's just mean, man.
Is he everything you expected?
Yeah. I love you all equally.
I'm just minding my own business.
Is he everything you expected?
I know. It's not even me saying it.
Why do you keep reaching over to touch his skin like that's it's the same as yours, dude?
It's your friend, Tariq. I didn't say it.
Jesus Christ, that is so funny. All right, join us next time on Marijuana. Subscribe and tell a friend. Peace out.